This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
4 minutes past noon here in the nation's capital. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at @NELL_BTP. Talking Terry McLaurin right now, because late last week we got some new information on the Terry McLaurin front from our guy Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. Now, to me, and I've been kind of further off the ledge than a lot of you throughout the process with the Terry thing, ever since the Eastern's Automotive Group shoot, I long felt like, okay, things are a little bit rockier than maybe we're being led to believe. And it's a part of a negotiation. I get all of that. But at some point, it becomes deeper than just a negotiation, and it becomes about feelings being hurt and relationships potentially being fractured. So our guy, Rambling Rio Robinson, does a tremendous job, one of the better fan podcasts out there. He got Jeremy Fowler to join his podcast late last week. And Jeremy Fowler had this to say about the relationship between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders right now.
The trade requests are becoming more part of the negotiation than an actual request in a general sense, because you see a lot of these players making them and they don't get traded. They're sort of either stuck where they are or they work out a new deal with their team. You know, in this case, I do think the relationship has been fractured some. And I was told all along that Terry was willing to do whatever it takes to make this right in his mind, which is now requesting that trade. I guess that's, you could call that the nuclear option. And he took it. And, you know, I was being told that he would continue to do that until all pressure is applied. So it does appear that he's done all that there and done all he can. You know, the only next step would be to just totally withhold services on game checks. And that's a big step. You know, maybe Washington would put him on some sort of reserve list and let him collect his paychecks while he sits, but that's a whole different conversation.
So what Jeremy Fowler said there at the end, a lot of you don't want to listen to and agree to. Because Terry McLaurin is on PUP, because this injury thing is lingering, there could be a scenario, as Fowler just listed, where Washington puts him on a reserved injured list and he is still able to collect game checks throughout the season. That would be in the best interest of Terry McLaurin. See, the PUP list part of all of this muddies the conversation to me. And it feels like, based off of the comments you all leave on social media and the calls that we had last week on this, it feels like you all think that the idea of Terry never playing here again, you all think that that is impossible. You all think that that is, that there's no chance in hell that that can happen. I'm here to tell you, not only is it a possibility, I think it's where we're headed towards. Now, there's still a lot of time between now and the season opener. 4 weeks away from the opener. But it doesn't seem like Terry's walking through that door anytime soon. And what Jeremy Fowler said in that piece, you all need to pay attention to. Terry and his camp are willing to do whatever and go to whatever lengths to make it right. And when Terry and his camp are talking about making it right, he's not talking about kissing the Commanders on the cheek and making up. He's talking about getting his money. And the bottom line is this. The bottom line is this. Terry McLaurin has leverage by being on the PUP list. He does. Because come cutdown day, Washington has to make a roster decision. If Terry McLaurin is on PUP to begin the season, he has to miss at least the first 4 weeks. And during those 4 weeks, Terry McLaurin, if I'm not mistaken, would be able to collect game checks, right? And Terry McLaurin is set to make $850,000 per game check. So him sitting out the entirety of the season and not collecting those checks would definitely be detrimental to Terry McLaurin. But him being on the PUP list, I think, provides a little bit of protection towards for him and as well as the team. Here's the thing about why the relationship piece of this is important. I continue to believe that they put Terry on PUP for the optics to look good. Like, that's the first thing that I thought of. Well, why the hell would they put him on PUP? We know the ankle's not hurt. Putting him on PUP, you know, makes him not look bad by sitting out. But I think the fans all understand why he's sitting out. It's not because of an ankle. It's because he wants his money. See, this is my job as a solo radio host, is to present you all possible outcomes and scenarios here, right? We refer to, you know, Subway sandwich makers as sandwich artists. I am a radio artist in the solo form. We're not privy to every piece of information that is provided to us. We're just not. That's out there. We're not hip to everything that goes on, to all the details. Nobody is. Your favorite insiders do not know exactly what's going on behind the walls. So it leaves room for speculation. One thing that could have happened, and why Terry is on PUP, could be a situation where Terry's ankle was hurt and nicked up at the end of the season, and Terry chose not to opt for off-season surgery. Terry could have had a procedure done on his ankle, and he really is hurt, and he really is on PUP. So that's the part of this that I don't want to completely dismiss, but I'm also talking about it and looking at it through the lens of, hey, we don't know exactly what's going on. The other thing that I keep going back to here with the PUP situation is, on cutdown day, this roster has to get to 53 guys, right? You don't want Terry to cost you a roster spot. So there is a list that you could put him on. You could put him on a reserve injured list. I think you could put him on PUP to start the year as well. Or they could put him on NFI. Now, this is where things would get interesting. If you put him on the non-football injury list, I'm not sure whether or not he can collect game checks or not. The bottom line is this. I think the two sides are very much still at odds. And I think the two sides are very much still very far apart in terms of the number. But we do have time for things to get resolved. I'm not going to take that away from the situation. But the next time I'm going to blink in this situation, and you know what I mean by blink, that means, you know, get worked up about something and actually have new things to say, is the opening weekend of this, or excuse me, cutdown day. What they choose to do with Terry McLaurin on cutdown day is going to tell you a hell of a lot in terms of where they are, where the relationship is, how close they are to getting a deal done. I want to run back the Jeremy Fowler audio one more time here, because I think there's a lot of things to take away from what he said. Here is Jeremy Fowler, who joined our guy Rambling Rio Robinson on his podcast, and Fowler had this to say about where the relationship stands between McLaurin and the Washington Commanders.
The trade requests are becoming more part of the negotiation than an actual request in a general sense, because you see a lot of these players making them and they don't get traded. they're sort of either stuck where they are or they work out a new deal with their team. You know, in this case, I do think the relationship has been fractured some. And I was told all along that Terry was willing to do whatever it takes to make this right in his mind, which is now requesting that trade. I guess that's, you could call that the nuclear option. And he took it. And, you know, I was being told that he would continue to do that until all pressure is applied. So it does appear that he's done all that there and done all
he can. Can we pause it here real quick?
You know,
he is willing to do whatever to make this right. The last step that he just took was the trade request that we got late last week. That was his last thing that he's done here. The next thing that he can do is sit out games. And you all seem to be calling his bluff on this. You all think that Terry McLaurin's not willing to sit out games. Well, based off of what Jeremy Fowler just reported, he definitely is willing to sit out games because, as Fowler put, he's willing to do whatever to make this right.
Until all pressure is applied. So it does appear that he's done all that there and done all he can. You know, the only next step would be to just totally withhold services on game checks. And that's a big step. You know, maybe Washington would put him on some sort of reserve list and let him collect.
Can we stop that right there? Because that's the other thing here that I got to get the details on. And I promise within the next 48 hours, we'll have better details on that, because that's where there's some gray area for me as well. And this is where I go back to the pup list thing that you all just continue to ignore for whatever reason. And you call me all types of names on social media. You say I'm searching for clickbait. Kiss my ass. I'm looking at this through the lens of an investigative reporter. I'm not going to go surface level with it. Let's dig in the weeds of it, because it's not a common situation. The fact that Terry is on pup forces their hand to make a decision on cutdown day. And I bet your ass this, if Terry's not happy with where the negotiations are on cutdown day, he is going to make this difficult on them. Because guess what? They can't make Terry McLaurin pass the physical to get off a pup, right? Like, can we all understand that and come to a common ground? They can't make Terry McLaurin pass the physical and get off of the pup list. So what happens at that point, if Terry chooses to make a big fuss of it, if the team chooses to be combative and make a big fuss of it, both sides have protection. The team can file a grievance. Terry McLaurin can file a grievance. But the bottom line is, before it gets to that point, I would think that Adam Peters and company would just say, you know what, bruh, you got it. We're trading you. Because you don't want that distraction lingering over your football team. This is what I want to take calls on at 1-800-636-1067. Jeremy Fowler reporting that the relationship between Terry and the team is fractured. Do you think it's fractured to the point of no return, or is this just the art of negotiation? 1-800-636-1067. Your call's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We got 40 minutes left in the show, and I'm as fired up as I've been all show long because I keep remembering all of the nasty, rude, sick, sadistic, twisted comments that you all left under this post on 106.7 The Fan. Some of y'all ought to be a damn shame to yourself.
I've been telling you not to read the comments,
I don't
man.
Care about not reading the comments. You're not going to blatantly disrespect me in the way that I do my damn job, all because you all got your head shoved up your ass and are too stupid to look at things through other lenses. I'm not tolerating it anymore. I'm not hearing it anymore. I'm not. It's frustrating as hell. It's annoying. Wake up and smell the coffee. Understand that in reality, no one truly knows concretely 100% what's going to happen. So I want to once again reiterate what I had spoke about last week. I'm of the belief that there is a strong possibility that Terry has played his final game with the Washington Commanders. It can get that ugly. It can get that messy. Will it? Whole nother conversation. If I'm putting percentages on it, I'm convicted in this. I think there's about a 65%, excuse me, I'll lower it here. I think there's a 60% chance that, yeah, it's water under the bridge. He ends up reporting and everything's fine. There is a 40% chance, though, that Terry is going to muddy this situation up. And this difficult, nuanced, layered situation is going to continue to be so. That's the issue that I'm having with you all right now. You're not willing to look outside of the box at all because you're too caught up in what you want. You want Terry McLaurin to get paid. You want Terry McLaurin to be here next year. So do I, people. I'm just as big of a fan as you all are. But the bottom line is this. You got to pay attention to everything. I keep comparing the Terry McLaurin situation to the Micah Parsons situation in Dallas. Micah Parsons went public with a trade request. So did Terry. Micah Parsons has a quote-unquote injury. So does Terry. Terry's on PUP, physically unable to perform. Micah Parsons is not. There is protections that come to Terry McLaurin from being on the PUP list. The next time that you all should blink and look at this thing seriously again is cutdown day. Cutdown day. What they do with Terry McLaurin on cutdown day is going to be very telling. And I'll take it a step further. How they handle him on cutdown day will tell it all. Just stay tuned. You all keep talking about he's not going to forfeit 17 weeks of game checks. He doesn't have to. If he's on PUP by the time the season starts, right, he has to miss the first 4 weeks. Throughout those 4 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm like 95% sure on this, in those first 4 weeks, he would still collect his game checks. Really? He could get paid for not playing? Yeah, he can. That's the point that you all just continue to sweep under the rug. He can collect game checks while being on PUP. So they got 4 weeks, right? And after 4 weeks, they can decide to open up a 21-day practice window for Terry McLaurin. That's, in reality, 3 more weeks. That's the Chargers game. That's the Chicago game. That's the Dallas game. Guess what? That's now 7 weeks of game checks that Terry McLaurin could collect. So stop with this narrative that he can't collect without playing. It's not true. But I want to let you hear the Jeremy Fowler audio one more time here. It's Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. He joined Rambling Rio Robinson on his podcast, one of the better Commander fan podcasts out there. Make sure you follow Rio at Rio_Robinson82. Fowler had this to say about where the relationship currently stands between Washington and Terry McLaurin.
The trade requests are becoming more part of the negotiation than an actual request in a general sense, because you see a lot of these players making them and they don't get traded. They're sort of either stuck where they are or they work out a new deal with their team. You know, in this case, I do think the relationship has been fractured some. And I was told all along that Terry was willing to do whatever it takes to make this right in his mind, which is now requesting that trade. I guess that's, you could call that the nuclear option. And he took it. And, you know, I was being told that he would continue to do that until all pressure is applied. So it does appear that he's done all that there and done all he can. You know, the only next step would be to just totally withhold services on game checks. And that's a big step. You know, maybe Washington would put him on some sort of reserve list and let him collect his paychecks while he sits. But that's a whole different conversation.
You hear what he said there at the end? Let him collect his paychecks and sit. But that's a whole different conversation. You see what I'm saying here? Can you all get your heads out of your rear ends and stop looking at this through one singular lens? Got 141 comments under this post, all of them calling me a complete ass clown. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. But I want to ask you this responsible question. We're going to take one piece of what Jeremy Fowler said, and you can react to this. He said the relationship is fractured. Do you think that it's fractured to the point of no return, or is this just the art of negotiation? 1-800-636-1067. David is in Vienna, wants to chime in. What's up, David?
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. First-time caller.
I appreciate you.
I love your analysis. I love everything you're saying. I think you're right, and, you know, we got to sound the alarm here. You know, your question about the relationship, I think it's still fine. It's still salvageable for the next few weeks, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe this, the pup analysis you're mentioning, that gives a little bit more breathing room, potentially, if something could be reached, you know, during that time period, you know, even if Terry's sitting when the season starts. But if it goes too long, I think that's where we lose Terry. And to me, you know, I loved it with the previous ownership, how we got the Terry McLaurin contract done last time. I was actually surprised that we did that. And he delivered, you know? And, I mean, I said it when I kind of called in. I'm not, like, a pure sports guy. Like, I can't hang with you guys in terms of, like, you know, all the numbers and memory and everything else. But lifetime Commanders fan, you know, remember the 90s and everything. And we got the contract done with Terry. That was great. He delivered. He's, you know, in the clutch times, all the memories we had last year, imagine how many of them were drives that were sustained by him. Just pay the man. The market is what it is. You got to keep him. Washington, it's simple to me. Washington, you know, we just got to pay him. You just got to come to terms that are kind of market fair. You know, you look at the stats, he's like, what, top five, in the league anyway?
I don't think anyone's arguing, you know, that Terry McLaurin's not a top five guy, right? I don't think anyone's arguing that. No, excuse me for what I said. I don't think he's a top five guy. I know y'all was getting ready to give me a tongue lashing. No one's arguing that he's not worth the money. I just think to this point, Washington is an analytics-driven organization. Their numbers say it's irresponsible to pay a wide receiver going into his age 30 season the money that Terry's asking for. So for that, they're dug in on their number, and they're not trying to move. Terry has his value in which he believes he's worth. He's not willing to move. That has caused this relationship to get rocky. And I keep going back to this, man. Excuse me. I got Rio's, whatchamacallit, his X handle wrong. go check him out. Rio_Robinson91. Because on his platform, Jeremy Fowler said something that has not been said throughout this process. And that's the fact that the relationship is fractured. What we're asking you right now, is the relationship fractured past the point of no return? Or is this just negotiating tactics? Drew is in Rockville. What's chiming? What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's happening, Manel?
What's going on?
I was originally for just giving Terry, you know, his bread because Jaden, you know, needed him. But I think that they view it from this perspective. They see Jaden as Brady or Mahomes. So do I. And if you view Jaden through that scope, you say to yourself, well, Jaden is going to make a serviceable wide receiver better.
I get that, Drew, but it's not time to do that yet. He's still okay on the rookie deal. That's my get it totally. I totally get where you're coming from.
Let me get to my ultimate point. So my ultimate stance was what you just said, was let's not do that just yet. Daniels is only in year two. Get Terry, sign Terry. That way, Jaden has that has more security.
Right.
And if Terry falls off the bridge, then he just falls off the bridge. At least you got a couple of more pieces, and it doesn't hurt you that bad. But I'm talking about, the way that they see it is that if and then I heard I watched a video with John Kimes saying that the Commanders are not coming up to Terry's number. So if the Commanders aren't going to come up to his number, right, and Terry is firm on that 30, 33 number, you got to trade Terry. You got to get the picks because you're still in a rebuild, even though Jaden has accelerated some things.
For sure.
Get the picks. Go out here. Sign, like you said, get a free agent, a couple of free agent wide receivers, and let Jaden be Jaden. To me, a tight end for Jaden is more important in my eyes. I love Terry. But I
totally
just think for what they do offensively, they need another tight end as well.
They do, and I appreciate the call. 1-800-636-1067. We'll play it for you again coming out of the break or coming into the next segment. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN joined a guy, Ramblin' Rio Robinson, on his podcast, which you can download wherever you get your podcast. You can check him out on YouTube as well. Give him a follow on the X app at Rio_Robinson91. Jeremy Fowler reporting that the relationship is fractured between Washington and Terry McLaurin. Do you think it's fractured past the point of no return, or is this just a negotiating tactic? Is this just the art of negotiation? We'll let you answer that question on the other side of the break. Plus, ESPN's Dan Orlovsky had a very strong message to the Washington Commanders front office about this Terry McLaurin situation. Well, let's hear from Dan O next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The trade requests are becoming more part of the negotiation than an actual request in a general sense, because you see a lot of these players making them and they don't get traded. They're sort of either stuck where they are or they work out a new deal with their team. You know, in this case, I do think the relationship has been fractured some. And I was told all along that Terry was willing to do whatever it takes to make this right in his mind, which is now requesting that trade. I guess that's, you could call that the nuclear option. And he took it. And, you know, I was being told that he would continue to do that until all pressure is applied. So it does appear that he's done all that there and done all he can. You know, the only next step would be to just totally withhold services on game checks. And that's a big step. You know, maybe Washington would put him on some sort of reserve list and let him collect his paychecks while he sits. But that's a whole different conversation.
Jeremy Fowler of ESPN joining the Ramblin' Rio podcast, where you can get wherever you download your podcast is available on YouTube as well. Give Rio a follow at Rio_Robinson91. Just tremendous insight there from Fowler. It's the first time we're hearing that the relationship between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin is fractured. Do you think it's fractured to the point of no return, or is this just the art of negotiation? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Jason and Laurel. What's up, Jason?
Mel, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm okay. We just can't stop talking about this. You know, first of all, I gotta give you props. I think this pupless thing is a huge story. You're really the only person I heard talk about it. And I think you're right. I think if they made a mistake here, I think that was a mistake. Kudos for you speaking about it. He might have played his last game with us. You know, I didn't think that way at sure, but I really think for me, a light's been kind of turned on. I always thought this whole thing was about ATV, but now I don't think it is. And, you know, right when he came out with the Eastern Motors thing, he was talking about disrespect with long-term plans. And then even later, the latest thing that kind of came for him is he didn't necessarily want the exact DK Metcalf contract. He wanted factors that were in it. I think this is all about term of contract, and I don't think this team wants to go past 2 years with him. I think they might be willing to pay him $30 million a year. You know, we've heard that they were only $6 million apart. That's not really that big of a deal. I think it's the contract term and how many years that's holding this up. And if they are, you know, boots in the ground, dug in on their number, I wish they would have attempted a trade much earlier, because there's no trade value for Terry right now. Before the draft, maybe there would have been. I'd like to see him here. I hope he still gets here. But I think this is not an APV thing anymore. And that's just my opinion. I think this might be term of contract. I think he's sincere that he wants to be here long term and would like to be here with Jaden long term. And I just don't know if the team wants to commit to an aging receiver yet. I mean, I think they'd rather pay as they go.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Jason, and I appreciate the call. I just got a tweet here that I got to address, man. Some of you all are ridiculous. This is from William Stammer. I feel you're just trolling here. Fowler's not intricately connected to this club. He's painting in broad strokes to get clicks. Now, if John Kime made that statement, I'd genuinely be concerned. Let me save my draft and continue to read the stupid tweet. I feel this is much ado about nothing substantial, comma, yet. See, okay, I like what you put there at the end, stammer, yet. First of all, like, you guys can't pick and choose when you think a reporter is credible or not. Like, it doesn't work that way. Jeremy Fowler of the National Reporters, I think, is the most connected to the Washington Commanders. You go back to last year. You remember the tea leaves? Remember what was said last year during the lead-up to training camp? Executives around the league are expecting Jaden Daniels to take the league by storm. That was coming from Jeremy Fowler. You know why? Because the folks in that building couldn't stop telling Jeremy Fowler just how great Jaden was and how impressive he was getting to the building early, making a lasting impression on his teammates and coaches. So don't act like all of a sudden, because it's not feeding your narrative, that, you know, he's not credible. Like, come on, guys. Let's go to Dana in Colonial Beach. What's up, Dana?
Hey, Lindell. How you doing?
Lindell.
I think that when the new ownership group took over, they told the players, if you don't want to be here, we're going to move you out. I think optically it's bad for the club, and as the season gets nearer, this thing's going to turn red hot, and something's going to have to happen.
Oh, hey, Dana, you're 100% right on that. Something's going to happen sooner rather than later, one way or another. Cut down day is the day that I'm circling, going, you know what? The next time I look at this situation will be then. Cut down day.
Yeah. As far as Terry goes, and I think when I look at Terry, I look back to the last year Snyder was the owner, and we traveled to Indianapolis, which is where Terry's from.
Uh-huh.
That game there, he willed Washington to win that game.
Yes, he did.
And that's who Terry is as a person. And
he is as a player, too.
There are teams out there that are willing to pay him what he's looking for.
I think there is, too. Anybody, look, hey Dana, anybody that feels like no one's willing to pay Terry, you know, lost your mind. It's not the case
exactly.
At all. But I appreciate the call, as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. I wanted to just get this out here, too, man, just to have it on the record. We could get this on social media, hopefully, too, so you all can stop commenting on the other tweet. To me, there is a – I'll even raise my percentage because I'm more and more convicted about it each day. To me, there is a 60% chance that this is all water under the bridge and Terry shows up and plays. There's a 40% chance, though, to me at least, that Terry's played his last game as a member of the Commanders. And the big reason I keep going back to this is him being on the physically unable to perform list. The next time I'm going to blink, quote-unquote, when it comes to the Terry McLaurin situation – the next time I am going to give another concrete hard take is cut down day. Because cut down day is going to tell us everything we need to know about where things stand between Washington and McLaurin. Because he's on the PUP list. If they put him on PUP to start the year and he's got to miss the first four games, then that'll tell us and give us a lot more insight into this situation. Because I continue to believe that at some point, Terry McLaurin or the Commanders are going to try to use him being on PUP against one another. Because Terry's got protections for being on PUP. I'm like 90% sure of this. If he has to start the year on PUP and miss the first four games of the season, I'm pretty sure he would collect the game check. I'm pretty sure he would get to collect game checks for the first month. And then, once you're taken off of PUP, there is a 21-day practice window that you have to activate the guy to the 53-man roster, which is essentially three more games. So that can be seven games of Terry McLaurin receiving game checks, guess what, people, without even playing. So you all continue to believe it's not a possibility. I continue to believe that it is. But we'll continue to take your calls here at 1-800-636-1067. We got one final segment left to go before we hand things over to that handsome beast, Nick Ashew. I hear him potting up on Comrex right now. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I do want to tag in our pal Nick Ashew on this situation. That's next on The Fan. One final segment before we hand things over to our pal Nick Ashew. We're going to run through your calls, plus let you hear from Dan Orlovsky, who gave a pretty strong message to the Washington Commanders front office. But before we do that, I want to get a couple calls. And Athan is in Annapolis. What's going on, Athan?
Well, you're on fire this morning. You're letting these telephone tough guys on Twitter bother you. You're better than that, man. Don't let those people bother you. So, listen, it's real simple, okay? We don't know the dialogue back and forth with him and the team about why he was put on the pup after holding out. But what I'll say is this. Coach Sheehan has a very different opinion than you. I think it'd be a good segment for you to have him on this week, and you guys go back and forth a little bit about it, because he thinks Terry will be there week one. What I have to say on this is simple. If he exercises that pup for the bogus ankle injury, then I think the relationship with him and the team is over, because he'll be out for 4 weeks, to your point. Then the 21-day window opens, and there's all the games of the numbers and how many games towards an accrued season or whatever. I think this goes down to the wire, and it's 50-50 either way. But if it goes to that point, then I think the relationship with him and the team is over.
Strong. Appreciate you as always, Athan. James is in College Park. What's going on, James? And I got the exact language that you're referring to, James, right here, and I'm going to let you go, and then I'm going to read what it says here on NFL.com, because I don't know if you're right on that. But go ahead.
Okay. So my point is that when you're in the last year of your contract, I don't think that hiding on pup is a good thing for him, because his contract could toll.
Okay.
And that's the issue. Like, he doesn't have a concussion. It's an ankle injury, so he has to be careful. He could be there for 4 weeks, like you said, but if you start extending it to six, you know, it could be a gray area that's going to mess him up. So, and you can go ahead. I'll listen.
So that 21-day window afterwards, he still doesn't have to play then either. So I think in the span of 21 days, at max, you can get in three games, right? But I think it would really be more towards two games. But this is what it says, and I'm learning about this in real time as all of you all are. So don't act like I'm not acting like I know more than anybody or anything. But we can't act like my issue, James, I'm having is people are acting like it's just completely out of the realm of possibility, and that there's no chance that it'll go this route. I'm telling you that there is a chance. So teams must decide by the 53-man roster cutdown day whether to place a player on the reserve pup list. Players placed on this list must miss at least the team's first four games. So unlike in the past, players can be activated immediately after the time has passed. Any player that is designated to the reserve pup list on or after rosters are reduced to 80 will be also subject to that same four-game absence. So players on pup are paid their entire base salary. A player's contract will not be tolled, meaning the contract will not be suspended and resumed the following season while on pup, unless he's in the last year of his deal and he is both not able to perform football services as of the sixth regular season game and is not activated during that regular season or postseason. So they can finagle it to where, or he can finagle it to where, okay, I'll hop off the list at a certain point, but now you've got to make a decision as a club. Well, what list are you putting me on? Are you going to eat up a roster spot with me, or are you going to put me on NFI, and then I'm done for the rest of the year? I'm just trying to point out the fact that both sides have protections here, and it's not right. Black and white, and Terry can choose to be, you know, people are going to say he's being selfish, but it's just all business to me. And the team also could do the same. That's why him being on pup, I think, is like the cloud over this that maybe we're not talking about, and why the next time that I'm really going to, you know, peel my eyes towards this is cut down day. Until then, I mean, it's a moot point.
Right, I agree.
I'm hearing myself in the background. That means it's time to let you go. James, I appreciate you as always, brother. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, man. 1-800-636-1067. Okay. I think that is an appropriate way to put a bow on today's show. If you want to keep the conversation rolling with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. How you can catch me here the next couple of days. I'm back with you tonight, 10 to 2 a.m. Eastern time on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm sure we'll touch on the Washington Commanders at that point. We'll talk about preseason week number one. Also, make sure you keep a follow and keep an eye on me all day on social media. As I leave here, I'm en route to Ashburn. for the first training camp practice after the preseason opener. We'll get you a full-scale update of that. And then I'm back with you Wednesday right here on The Fan, 6:30 to 10 for overtime. Until then, y'all act like I got some sense until then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.